AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Kenya's president says his country will do whatever it takes to fight it who was ultimately responsible for the deadly attack on a college this week.
We are also in active pursuit of the mastermind of the attack and have placed a reward for the information leading to his capture.
Somalia's Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab is warning there'll be more attacks in Kenya in retaliation for Kenyan troops fighting the rebels in Somalia. The UN Security Council is considering what might be done about the situation in Yemen. Jordan's UN ambassador and president of the Security Council for April says members are committed to coming up with a plan that leads to peace.
The council members also reiterated their concern over the grave humanitarian situation that Yemen has been facing for a while.
Russia called an emergency meeting of the council today. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro has appeared in public for the first time in more than a year. Correspondent Anita Snow reports the former leader's appearance has changed a bit.
In the photographs, you can't really see his face, but you can see that he's growing his hair a little bit longer and his beard's a little bit longer.
Castro appeared as he greeted a group of Venezuelans visiting the capital of Havana. Military personnel survey shows special ops forces doubt women could meet their job demands. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The surveys are part of an ongoing effort to open all combat jobs to women. They were sent to some 18,000 men now serving in male-only positions. The AP has learned the surveys revealed doubts about whether women could handle the physical and mental demands of serving in elite commando units. The Special Operations Command says it's now trying new things to educate the force.
This is AP Radio News. A New York City teenager has died after falling off the roof of a six-story Bronx building as police officers attempted an arrest.
Police say Hakeem Kuda died Saturday. The 17-year-old was injured Thursday night as officers tried to arrest him. It all started when someone told police teens were smoking marijuana in the lobby of a building. Officers chased the teens to the roof, where some of them jumped to another building. But police say when they told Kuda to stop, he instead shuffled backward, possibly misjudging a ledge, and fell. A 14-year-old with him tried to grab Kuda to save him, and police say they had to grab the 14-year-old so he wouldn't fall as well. The Internal Affairs Bureau is investigating. Julie Walker, New York.
The former drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, Robert Burns Jr., has died in a car crash in Georgia. The state patrol say his vehicle went off a curve in the road last night. He was 64. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.